Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CNC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know what? Sometimes I make mistakes. I know that's a surprise to you. Sometimes I just goof up. Well, I planned the show today. I was planning on being you and me one-on-one, you know, out there in radio land. But then I got a phone call and he said, "Are we on?" And I had sent an email to our good friend, and I didn't see the email come back, so I just assumed he was busy. So we're going to check what I was going to talk about, and we'll bring that up another day, as I have Mike Cutler on the air today, and it's just appropriate with all that's going on in the world. That's why I wanted to have him on. Mike, how are you today?
I'm terrific, Beth Ann. Thank you so much for having me. You know, anytime I hear from you, whether it's a yay or a nay, I will always respond to you in particular.
You know,
I love doing your show. In fact, when I got your email, I was in Washington for Hold Their Feet to the Fire.
Oh, man, you got to, you know, I was going to talk about dream catchers today.
There you go.
There was some controversy over somebody wearing a dream catcher in her hair, and I was kind of, you know, they're going off on this culture appropriate, you know, and it's, you know, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to put a dream catcher in my hair, and maybe we can find that American dream that we seem to have lost. I think we're busy arguing over such silly and frivolous and stupid things when we are in a crisis, and that's why I wanted to have you on.
Well, and I appreciate that. And, you know, what's remarkable to me is that with everything going on, when you look at the networks, you know, after 9/11, I was averaging 15 television interviews per month. Immigration is as red hot as it has ever been. And I have yet to see a single immigration agent on any of the networks. Isn't that remarkable?
Are they avoiding them? They may not be allowing them to talk.
Well, and that's because of management. You know, it's remarkable to me because I had a situation where I was called to testify about how two of the dead terrorists, this was 6 months after 9/11, how two of the dead terrorists, Mohammed Atta, the ringleader, and one of his partners in oblivion, if you will, was given permission to go to flight school 6 months after 9/11. And immediately Congress jumped all over it, both the Democrats and Republicans. Look at how immigration facilitated the terrorism. How incompetent is immigration? They're the ones that screwed up. They're the reasons that we have a nightmare. That's why 9/11 happened. 2 years later, I'm at a committee hearing with the same member of Congress who invited me to testify about how immigration was that involved with terrorism. And we started to have this discussion. I was answering one of her questions, and she said to me, "Mr. Cutler, there is no link between immigration and terrorism."
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I've got to tell you, both political parties bear responsibility for the mess that we're in.
Oh, absolutely. We're not cutting them. We're not cutting either one of them.
I call them the repugnant cans and the Democrats. And I know there are people that have misgivings about Donald Trump. You know, I'm registered as a Democrat. I make no bones about it, but I've always voted as an independent. I believe that both political parties, if there was true justice, would be prosecuted. The key members would be prosecuted for racketeering and bribery and a bunch of other unsavory things. I mean, Hillary is certainly leading the hit parade with all the nonsense and all the criminality that I believe she's responsible for.
And you know, Mike, as bad as Benghazi is, that's not what she's hiding in those emails.
No, but here's the thing that I've said to people. Immigration is so critical that if Hillary Clinton was as pure and as fresh-driven as Snow White, just on her stand on immigration, I could never, ever pull the lever in the voting booth for her. She wants to legalize all the illegal aliens in the United States. So I want to start out giving your listeners something to really think about. Whenever you hear this nonsense, we can't deport all these people and so on and so forth. We don't have 11 million. We probably have 30 or 40 million illegals in the country.
Yeah.
Now, this is the consequences that you won't hear from the Republicans either. Think about this. If we were to legalize them, first of all, national security is gone. There's no capacity to interview anybody, no field investigations. The dreamers talking about dream catchers, there's no interviews in those applications and no field investigations. They have better than a 97% approval rate. So there's no verification of anything that they claim on their application. It's an invitation to fraud, which the 9/11 Commission, by the way, to which I provided testimony, identified immigration fraud and visa fraud as the key method of entry and embedding for the terrorists. But here's what no one talks about. Let's say one in three illegal aliens has minor children back home. I think that's a reasonable supposition.
Probably.
And people from third world countries tend to have many, many, many children. So let's say on average each family overseas or in Latin America or wherever has five underage kids. If suddenly 10,000 aliens filed for their children, we're looking at an influx of tens of millions of students, children, from outside the United States who cannot speak English, most likely, and who would suddenly be placed into American schools that are bursting at the seams and lack the funding and the resources to educate American kids today. What do you think adding tens of millions of children to that crumbling school infrastructure would do to us? You know, the Congressional Budget Office made the point that it costs 20 to 40% more per child to educate a child who cannot speak English. My youngest son is a form of autism. If it wasn't for early intervention, I don't even want to imagine the bleak sort of future he would have. Because of early intervention, he's attending engineering school on a full scholarship and has just completed his second year, and he's working as a teacher's assistant on campus.
Oh, wow.
They are
man, that's a praise.
Funding for these programs because of all the costs that we are running up because of kids who should not even be in the United States. Is that not insanity?
It is total insanity. And the programs and the things that they're trying to do on the other side of the coin, they're not really helping people.
No, they're not. And so they say, we're going to give you an education. Well, we may disagree. I believe in free education. I benefited from a free education. I had lost my parents when I was in college. If I had to really pay a hefty tuition, I would have dropped out of college, and I don't know where I'd be now. My career depended on my having a degree to become a federal agent. So I believe that children that meet certain standards, that maintain grades, that are going into areas that we need, should be given assistance. I'd rather build universities than jails. You know, we've got a problem. But right now we have nearly a half million foreign students studying the STEM curriculum in the United States. And China sends us more of those engineering and computer students than anyone. And China and Russia are always vying for the top dog for who hacks our computers the most. China's building a nuclear navy. Who do you think has educated and trained most of the engineers that are putting their military hardware together? We did.
Mm.
Does it get any dopier than that, Beth Ann?
It doesn't really. And I was going to ask you, and maybe this is chasing a rabbit too soon here in the show, but
well,
I've got an article about the Gitmo transfers and the hearings
and how
he's trying to hurry those things along. And this particular article I have is coming from the Daily Signal, but it has a list. I can't pronounce their names. It has a list of the ones that are going to be on trial here real soon or have been.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not good guys.
Look, this is so opposite what is in America's best interest. You know, I just wrote an article, and I may as well put it out there because sometimes we get so caught up I forget to put websites out there, and I want your listeners to go to the websites that I write for. My own personal website is michaelcutler.net, C-U-T-L-E-R, one word, michaelcutler.net. For many years, I've been affiliated with Californians for Population Stabilization. A long name, but their website is easy. It's capsweb.org, C-A-P-S. I write for Front Page Magazine, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, based in California. I also write for The Social Contract, and I have an article on capsweb.org today. It was published, I think, a day ago, and the title of it was Multiple Immigration System Failures Undermine National Security.
Now we're going into a break. Let's talk about that article when we come back, and
absolutely.
We'll get those
websites.
Absolutely,
and it dovetails with Cuba and everything else.
Absolutely. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We do have an American dream. And right now I'm visiting with Michael Cutler, and we're talking about the immigration crisis in the U.S., and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 6501.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Michael Cutler, our good friend Michael Cutler, who's retired from the, I still want to call you the super agent. He's the senior agent.
I knew that was coming.
That's why you like me best. I know that. Anyway, we're visiting today about immigration, illegal and legal immigration, and the crisis mm-hmm. that's going on in this nation. You know, we tend to just think about the illegal coming across the border, you know, as they just walk in here. You know, we can't walk the other direction. Nobody ever talks about that. We can't just walk the other direction.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that? You know, my mother used to say to me when I was a kid, and you start developing friendships in school and mm-hmm. so forth. Tragically, I lost her at age when I was 21. She had breast cancer. But she used to say to me that one-sided relationships aren't relationships.
No, they're not. They are
not. And that's what the United States now has, is a one-sided relationship. But it's being done to placate the corporate elite. Because, you see, rather than Mexico, for example, seeing in America a role model, America now wants to emulate Mexico. We're creating an oligarchy. And there have been studies done by economists at some of the Ivy League schools, I believe Princeton, one of them, that said that America is no longer a democratic republic, but an oligarchy where the wealthy get what they want and everyone else has to, somehow scramble around the edges of what's happening. And that's what we're seeing. How, you know, when they say, well, we have a shortage of American programmers, and you read these horrific stories, and I was just in Washington for Hold Their Feet to the Fire, where FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, had a radio row established. I believe there were 46 or 47 radio stations broadcasting from the hotel I did roughly 20 programs. Mm-hmm. But one of the guys who spoke before I did was working for Disney in Florida. Computer programmer, had just gotten an evaluation where everything was the highest possible. You know, he got 10 out of 10, you know, that kind of thing. And everyone was saying, wow, this is great. And Disney issued a thing, a report, and said, because of your dedication and hard work, our profits are at record levels. And then one day they're told, hey, guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to have a meeting in the conference room. And all these programmers thought, wow, we all got great evaluations. Disney's made more money this last quarter than they've ever made. We're getting a bonus. And they were led into the conference room, and they dropped the boom on them. You're all fired. And by the way, if you want your severance package, you will train your replacements from India.
Crazy.
Now, how in the world do we have a shortage of programmers when HP, when Edison out in California, when company after company after company, Microsoft and all these others, are firing Americans by the tens of thousands, and then they run to Congress and say, we don't have enough programmers. That's right. You want someone from India who will take a $100,000 job and do it for $45,000 a year with no benefits.
You know, the irony of these lies is we're being told that the illegal ones that are crossing the border, they're the poor ones, and they're coming in here, and they're doing the jobs that we think we're too good for, Mike. And then we're told the legal ones are coming in here because they're going to do the jobs we're not skilled enough to do. And I'm thinking,
we're too stupid to do.
What is all this money we're throwing into education if we're not skilled to do anything? Listen, and we're too high and mighty to pull weeds? You know, I mean, what is the deal?
Well, the deal is they're being lied to, and
you
people
bet.
Are dumb enough to believe the lies. Look, my dad was a construction worker. He was a tradesman, a plumber. And all of his friends were tradesmen, carpenters, bricklayers, electricians, iron workers. And let me tell you something. And I got a college education. My parents made sure that I did. They never even went to high school. My mom came here ahead of the Holocaust. We're Jewish. Her mother, for whom I was named, was slaughtered in Poland, along with many members of her family. And my parents made sure that I went to college. I stand on their shoulders every day that I'm able to climb out of bed. I never forget them. There isn't a day that goes by I don't think about them or the lessons they taught me. They are my moral compass. And, you know, when I hear this nonsense, I literally carried my father off his job his last day of work. He was 57, dying of lung cancer, in part because he worked in the Navy shipyards during the Second World War, and asbestos exposure did him in, plus his cigarette habit. And his buddies were no less conscientious. You know, there was nothing that existed for my dad or his buddies that you would call mission impossible. For them, the worst anything was mission difficult. There was no job too backbreaking, too dangerous, too filthy, or too arduous. He would get up in the middle of the night, trudge off to work. It could have been 5 below 0. It could have been 105 degrees. Didn't matter. And when politicians can stand there and talk about the work Americans won't do, the one job every American must do is boot that bum out of whatever office he crawls out of every morning. Homer Hickam wrote a wonderful book, The Rocket Boys, that became a film every American, especially every American kid, should see, October Sky. His father was a coal miner in West Virginia. He's a couple years older than I am. He didn't want to work in the coal mines. He started getting involved with science projects. He ultimately became a NASA engineer. And I actually spoke to Homer. I had a wonderful conversation with him. He wrote and he delivered the eulogy at the Sago mine disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that eulogy broadcast live that Sunday morning. I can never forget it. He brought tears to my eyes because he made me think of my father. Because whether we're talking about coal miners, construction workers, mechanics, blue collar, solid Americans, you know what he said? There's no water holier than the sweat off a man's brow. Mm. I want everyone out there to contrast those words of proper reverence to the backbone of America and the bums that we elect who wouldn't know what an honest day's work if it jumped up and bit them on the nose. Talk about the work Americans won't do. Have I lost my mind?
No, you haven't, and it is offensive. You know, they talk, and I'm saying this in generality here, you know, like factory work is demeaning. Well, I worked in a factory out of high school. I did go to the School of Hard Knocks. I didn't get a college degree. You know, my dad worked in a factory. That's how he supported his family. He worked at Owens Corning Fiberglass. He worked rotating shifts. And when he wasn't working, he was tuning people's pianos. He worked nonstop. And, you know, it's... for them to say that the Americans are won't do these things, there are some. There are some that are looking for handouts because they've been deceived to believe that's the best kind of life.
And look at the riots that we've seen in some tough neighborhoods. Mm. What you have there are children with no opportunities and no hope. I've worked in those communities. I've worked in those neighborhoods where drugs are rampant, where crime is rampant, where people no longer work. They rely on safety net programs, which is why I believe in raising minimum wage. And again, we may disagree, but look at what's happened to America. You go to universities with safe areas. God forbid you should say something someone doesn't agree with.
Or a dream catcher in your head.
I was going to teach debate. I never lost a debate in high school or college. I was a communications major. And my goodness, universities are where we're supposed to have the debates. That's how you have your experiments in philosophy and what works. People provide the ideas. We have the debate. Then you get to make a decision about what sounds more reasonable or more effective. It's kind of a capital. It's an intellectual system of capitalism where you compete with each other for ideas. And that's as healthy as it gets. That's what built America. And when we're told we're too dopey, look, we're the country that sent space probes out, whether it's to Pluto with New Horizons. My original dream was to be an aerospace engineer.
I was
privileged
to
meet some of the astronauts. The Voyager spacecraft that are still functioning, and they were launched in the 70s. They've now passed the heliopause. They're well beyond Pluto. Who built this? Americans did. And we're told Americans lack the brains. The only time that we prove we're dopey is when we go to the election booth, apparently.
Apparently so. And
you know,
we've been deceived. There's no doubt we've been deceived. But it's time to wake up and get the scales off of your eyes and start looking and see. All we have to do is look at our neighborhoods to see that things aren't working. That's all we have to do.
And look at the level of drugs.
When
they talk about the border is secure, heroin is illegal. It is not manufactured here. The only way it gets here is by being smuggled in. We are in the midst of the worst heroin epidemic in the history of America. That is what's behind so much of the violence. That and these transnational gangs, they are operating with impunity. And they just did a hearing in Washington where it was disclosed that in 3 years, this administration, not only releasing prisoners from Gitmo, and by the way, Brazil is a big issue, and they're about to hold the Olympics, because there were terror training camps in the tri-border region of Brazil, which is of great concern, but they've released over 100,000 criminal aliens in the last 3 years. They went and committed over 140 more homicides that we are aware of, have attacked thousands of people, including cases of sexual assault. And there's no justification for the release of criminals who are already in custody. And then you've got John Brennan testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And that was what kind of triggered this article that I wrote for Caps. And I wrote a similar article for Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.org, or .com, rather. And so here is the one sentence that we should focus on. This is the nexus between immigration and terrorism. He says this. We judge that ISIL, and boy, I have a problem with the word ISIL. They're ISIS. ISIL denies the existence of Israel. Isn't that interesting? We judge that ISIL is training and attempting to deploy its operatives for further attack. ISIL has a large cadre of Western fighters who could potentially serve as operatives for attacks in the West. And the group is probably exploring a variety of means for infiltrating operatives into the West, including refugee flows, smuggling routes, and legitimate methods of travel.
That's
immigration.
That's absolutely. We're going into a break, Mike. I want to discuss that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Michael Cutler. And we're talking about the immigration crisis and national security.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Michael Cutler. And as we were going into the break, we were talking about the attacks and the refugees and the infiltration that we have. It's a Trojan horse coming into this nation, and
yes,
and our administration seems to be okay with it. We saw what happened in Istanbul yesterday, and our hearts go out to all those people. But I see this as coming to our own neighborhoods, and it is scary, Mike. It's very scary.
And then we have
protesters, you know, those elected officials that are doing sit-ins in Congress to protest the very Constitution that they took an honor to uphold.
And they used it as a fundraiser, which
yes.
is illegal. You know, when I speak frequently to members of Congress directly, I'm very honored by the fact that I have conversations with Jeff Sessions, who I think is one of our heroes. My good friend Lou Barletta, congressman from Pennsylvania, used to be the mayor. He wound up with a bunch of Dominican drug dealers in his community. A gang set up shop when he went to the Bush White House. It's both parties. They spent a day with him doing a dog and pony show. But at the end of the day, they said, "We really can't help you, but have a mug with a badge on it." So he enacted his own immigration ordinances. He was the first mayor to do so. He was promptly sued. I was Lou's final witness in federal court. We've become good friends since then. He's now a member of Congress, sits on two subcommittees on Homeland Security. I was with Congressman Steve King. He, in fact, told me that he tends to quote me at just about every hearing when there's an immigration hearing because he keeps thinking of the things that I've said to him when I've been before Congress. And I've done, I think, we're up to 16 hearings now. But the bottom line, though, you can't ever talk to a member of Congress and say, hey, you know, if you need my help in campaigning, I'd be delighted to help you. You can't have that conversation on a Washington phone in their office. They're not allowed to even talk about that. Those are the rules. They're ironclad. Just like as a civil servant, under the Hatch Act, you can't talk about political campaigns while you're on duty as a federal employee. And the Democrats go out there, pull this circus stunt. Look, I took a lot of guns off the street that were in the hands of some very dangerous, crazy individuals, including terrorists, including drug dealers, including murderers. And we were happy to get the guns off the street. But law-abiding Americans have the right to defend themselves. You know, there's a wonderful expression that when seconds count, police are minutes away. Mm-hmm. I carry, you know, I think you should be well-trained. I think you should know what you're doing with a gun. Too many people might have guns and not understand what the limits are or really handle the weapons properly and so forth. Just like a car, you need to know what you're doing. You're dealing with people's lives.
But, you know,
but
I
people
think...
people have the right to defend themselves.
My opinion is, of course, all these things have happened in gun-free zones.
Right. And I
because they know they've got soft targets. They know nobody's going to be shooting back. They're cowards. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
And I think if they would... I don't think they're going to pull it off because I think the American people are too stubborn. But if they would pull off disarming all the American citizens, we're going to see more and more and more of it.
Well, then we become ducks in the shooting gallery.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we have terrorist-free zones in America? How's that?
I think we should do that.
I mean, if you think that putting up a sign that says gun-free zone will cause criminals to throw their guns in the garbage can, then why don't you say criminal and terrorist-free zones? So that way they won't walk near those buildings when those signs are up.
Well, they use other...
Is this not delusional?
It's very delusional. And they use other things. They use...
And you could take... You could rent a truck and mow down a bunch of kids crossing at a school crossing. You could build an explosive. You can pour gasoline on the foundation of a building and set fire to it. I mean, this is nuts. We need to be concerned with who's inside the United States. Look what just happened in San Bernardino.
Oh, my God.
And do you know that what people may not know, ICE agents, immigration agents working with the Joint Terrorism Task Force showed up the very next day at the immigration office because it was believed that Enrique Marquez, the guy that is now charged with providing the guns to the terrorists, was going to be there for a hearing or an interview because he had filed a petition for his Russian wife to give her a green card. It turned out to be a fraud marriage on top of everything else. But they wanted to get their hands on him. Number one, he was believed to have provided the weapons, which makes him an accessory to mass murder and terrorism. Number two, the obvious concern, did he give guns to anybody else? Are there more attacks coming? Do you know that the woman that ran the office blocked the agents from getting in? And I wrote an article tongue-in-cheek for Front Page, and I said maybe whoever did it, because they didn't know the name of the person at that point. But right after it happened, I said maybe that person was trying to get the MVP, the most valuable player award, from ISIS. Well, guess what? The inspector general did an investigation. The investigation disclosed that, yes, she obstructed these agents who were racing to thwart more terrorist attacks. And then she lied to the agents from the inspector general's office, which is a felony. Well, the administration has taken care of her now. Boy, have they taught her a lesson. They've just nominated her for the Secretary's Award for Valor. I guess standing up to armed federal agents to shield a terror suspect from detection and arrest is a courageous act in this wacky administration. And Hillary Clinton runs around saying that this administration has been too tough on immigration. This is delusional, and you can't vote for Hillary just on that. It's like, how many times does someone have to take a bullet to the head before they're dead? How many times do you have to hear about someone making statements that make it clear that she is not qualified and she would be a disaster for this country?
Yeah, I recently.
And I know people have issues with the other candidate. That's fine. But just look at one, look at the other, and ask yourself, What do you think would be more devastating for the United States, given the totality of circumstances that we're in?
Well, I like to say it like this. We know that the Trump may be a risk, and he may not be correct. We not, may not agree with him on everything, but Hillary is incorrect on everything.
Yes.
She is dangerous for this nation.
And so now they have, and this is where the Republicans needed to step up, and they still don't. We could solve the immigration crisis tomorrow. If someone said to me, Mike, we're putting you in charge, I know exactly what I would do. We have about 6,000 immigration agents for the whole country. The exact number is now classified so the bad guys don't know. Nonsense. So that the American people don't know.
Right.
We have 45,000 people at TSA. 45,000. New York City has 35,000 police officers, which is a low number. Normally we have well over 40,000. We have well over 20,000 Border Patrol agents, well over 20,000 immigration inspectors, CBP, Customs and Border Protection inspectors at ports of entry. And of those 6,000 ICE agents, half of them aren't even doing immigration work. They're doing customs work. So now we're down to 3,000 agents. There was just a hearing about how people come into the country legally with visas or under the visa waiver program. That visa waiver program, by the way, should be suspended. We keep expanding it because of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce bribing the political folks. But they said that last year nearly 500,000 aliens were lawfully admitted and failed to depart when they were supposed to. They believe there's at least 5 million people who have overstayed their visas. I think the number is way higher. And then they asked this guy from Immigration, National Security Unit at Immigration, right? How many agents are looking for the 5 million that are floating around out there? And the guy said, well over 100.
Oh, my gosh.
Well over 100 looking for 5 million. You know, you got a better chance of buying a winning lottery ticket than being arrested by an ICE agent today. We have fewer than 300 immigration judges for the whole country. So on those rare occasions when agents are actually permitted to make an arrest, and they probably put it in their logbook as the novelty of the year, the way things are now. I used to make an arrest every day, by the way, in one of the squads that I was in. It takes over 2 years for that alien to go before a judge, which gives them ample time to disappear, perhaps get involved in a marriage fraud, and then go to the immigration court and say, hey, I'm married. And then, of course, they say, okay, in that case, have a nice day. File your application for your green card. We essentially no longer have borders, and you have the head of the CIA saying that the terrorists want to get across our borders. Is anybody connecting the dots? What I want to know is why they have insisted on hiring more agents.
I was going to say, with the job shortage we've got, surely we've got some young men that would like to be agents. We're going into a break. You're listening. I think so. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mike Cutler, and we're talking about the immigration crisis and national security in this nation. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back.
I'm lost as a feather in a hurricane. There's no way to measure how far I am from okay, okay. Let me tell you, there's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. You know, I didn't give the number out, and people are probably wondering, but I think they're just, I think they're sitting there thinking with their jaws dropped is what's going on. Because you, most of us, we just can't believe the audacity and the, to me, it's as plain as the handwriting on the wall. You can see what they're not doing. They're not approaching this in a serious manner. So they're either not very bright, or they're doing it on purpose. I can only come to two conclusions. They're either ignorant, or they've got a plot or a plan, and I don't like either one of those scenarios. And I feel like America is in trouble, and I think you feel the same way. And it's, you know, it goes the immigration crisis, the refugees that they're wanting to bring in here, the fact that he wants to turn loose of everyone that's in Gitmo and send them back. And when we know that they are the ones that are, they hate us, they haven't grown to love us while they're in Gitmo. We know that hasn't happened. And, you know, I can't understand why the American people don't mean anything to those people up there in D.C.
I don't understand why their children don't mean anything to them, or their grandchildren. You know, it is just so crazy, and I've said to people that when I've sat at those congressional hearings, there are days that, number one, when I walked out of the hearing, I had this urge to jump in a hot shower with a Brillo soap head and a disinfectant, or maybe to distribute handcuffs, straitjackets, and dunce caps to some of these people. I mean, it is such a betrayal. And, you know, it's remarkable. well, we can't build a fence. Well, we can build a fence. And it's not just a fence. We have 50 border states.
Mm-hmm.
But let's remember, it took us less than 10 years to send men to the moon more than 40 years ago with a spacecraft that had less computing power than my iPhone that's in my pocket. I met some of those astronauts. I have a photo on my, in my bedroom with Gene Kranz. I mean, what a great American. And so you look at what we were able to achieve when we wanted to. You know, my mother used to say that where there's a will, there's a way. This is a classic example. Since there is no will, the answer is no way. And we are destroying the future for our kids. And you know, it's remarkable. The Democrats say, well, we're trying to help the minorities, and they talk about the Latino vote, which is a disgusting form of profiling, by the way. In law enforcement,
that's not racial,
something.
Though. That's
right.
Not being a racist.
No, and La Raza, which means the race, isn't a race-based organization either. It's just astonishing. And I get nuts. I'm Jewish. I hate this talk about the Jewish vote. I mean, if you know someone's religion, that's all you need to know about them. Mm-hmm. Or the evangelicals. Oh, we know all we need to know because we know what church they go to. We are Americans.
Absolutely.
This
no
is the
hyphen.
Divide and conquer strategy. And, you know, it bothers me that we listen to the nonsense. But if you look at the riots, what you're seeing are kids that are being manipulated.
Yes.
They have no future. They have no money. They have no legitimate way to get money. When I was a kid, you got a job during the summer working in a delicatessen, working in a restaurant, doing menial work. But it gave you something to build a resume. I had three jobs before I was in college, and when I was in college, I wound up working for Citibank based on those menial jobs that I took because I demonstrated a track record of responsibility and a work ethic. If I hadn't had those three menial jobs in a day camp, working in a kosher deli, where else when you're a Jewish kid from Brooklyn, and doing some other odd jobs, I wouldn't have had a resume. Citibank liked what I did so much they hired me, and that was an important part of my resume when I applied to become a federal agent. You build on a work history. When you can't get your foot on the first rung of the ladder, there is no ladder, there is no way out.
And, you know, to me, what they've
Does
done...
Does that make sense to anybody?
It makes perfect sense. To me, what they're doing with these young people, how they're manipulating and using them, is a worse form of slavery than we've ever seen. I mean, they have manipulated their lives to where they are keeping them dependent on government. They're not allowing them to understand their potential. They're not allowing them to understand, you don't have to stay here. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are. And you know, when I didn't get your email and didn't realize I had you on as my guest today, I was going to talk about dream catchers. Now, the reason I was going to talk about that is this cultural appropriate thing. It's absolutely stupid. And they're upset with this actress because she put a dream catcher in her hair. And they went at her, horribly, Mike, just horribly. Some black woman assaulted a white girl here earlier this year because she had dreads in her hair. What is wrong with us? We are supposed to be the melting pot of America. We are to be one people. Yes, we have different cultures, and we melt them together. I like Mexican food. I like Chinese and Asian food. I like all kinds of stuff. I like sauerkraut on my hot dog. I am the melting pot. And I just,
let me just tell you, I'm a New Yorker. I live
really?
In what is arguably the most diverse city, if not the world, certainly the United States, and I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. And I've traveled across this great nation. And you know what I find that's remarkable? Irrespective of our religious beliefs, irrespective of supposed party affiliation, whether we come from big cities or farms or small towns, when you sit down over a meal, which I do frequently, and if any of your listeners have any ideas about doing speaking engagements, I've been everywhere. You name it, from coast to coast, border to border, as Lou Dobbs used to like to say. When you sit down and discuss what makes us most similar, 95% of our dreams, our desires, and our hopes are the same.
Absolutely.
We are Americans first and foremost.
We need to remove
and
the labels.
What they've done is to slice us up into little cubby holes. And it's all nonsense. If we focus on what makes us most similar, irrespective of what I call the superficial issues, race, religion, ethnicity, we are one people.
We are.
And that's frightening to the politicians who are employing a divide-and-conquer strategy.
Which is why they label us. That's why they want to put those hyphens in. They make these new names up for us. I said, you know, I've got so much mutt blood running through my veins, we'd run out of hyphens. I'm French, Irish, Scots, Indian, English, and German. You know,
it sounds like Heinz 57.
I am Heinz 57. I have been here. My family has been on this land.
John Kerry. I keep thinking of John Kerry when I think of Heinz, and I get kind of...
Oh, please don't put me in that category, please.
No, I promise.
I like spicy mustard. Let's put it that way.
But, you know, this is lunacy, folks. And you look at these polls, and Frank Luntz comes on Fox News, and he's there with his magic mark as the line's going up and the line's going down. Look what just happened in England. And by the way, I want to make sure I wish everybody a very happy 4th of July.
Absolutely.
America is celebrating its independence from England, and coincidentally, England is celebrating its independence from the EU.
Did anybody else feel the irony that day?
My goodness gracious, I'm going to have to write about this.
You are.
Web or front page or whatever. And I hope your listeners go there on my own website, michaelcutler.net. But think about this.
We'll put it out there. We're out of time, Mike. We are out of time.
We are.
We will have you back on. I will send an email, and I will wait for your email back. And we will have you on here again in a couple of weeks.
I love doing your show.
Oh, we love having you. We really do. You know, I like to tell my listeners, I am America. I'm going to tell them right now. Mike is America. We are Americans together. We are one. And we've got to stop letting them separate us. We will stand together. We will stand together. And we will bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.